UI weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 66. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 46 tonight, overcast skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 58. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 63.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The international community is taking a renewed, refreshed interest in the TPP replacement. China, looking to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or the CPTPP. Joel Haggard, Senior Vice President of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, he notes China as well as Taiwan submitted their applications within a week of each other.
Now, the optimists argue that China's entry into CPTPP would catalyze the reforms that China has long said it would carry out, including selling off or reforming its state-owned enterprises, enforcing intellectual property rights, and opening its financial markets. For agriculture, China would likely have to further lower tariff and non-tariff barriers to imports. And because CPTPP members have so much to potentially gain from China's membership, its application should be taken seriously.
He says, like any other multilateral trade agreement, tariffs are not the only issues that need to be addressed.
Australia currently has major access problems for some of its ag exports to China, including beef. Now, one would think those would have to be addressed. Suppliers may also demand more streamlined access procedures for meat plants, such as under the U.S.-China Phase 1 agreement.
Haggard says China will need to meet the needs of all CPTPP member questions on a variety of commodities, and other countries also looking to join the CPTPP. And the world food price barometer surged to a new peak, reaching its highest level since June of 2011. The Food and Ag Organization of the UN released a monthly report yesterday. It tracks changes in international prices for a basket of food. The food price index averaged 133.2 in October, up 3 points from September, rising for a third consecutive month. Dairy prices increased 2.6%, cereal prices increased by 3.2%, and vegetable oil prices up 9.6%. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the ongoing COVID-19 battle across the state of Kansas, some rural school districts across the state have made some new announcements over the last week trying to help curb the number of COVID-19 cases in the school district and their communities.
Hopefully at that point we can come back Monday fairly clean as far as the virus goes. And even, you know, we have some flu, I think, there too. And so it gives us a chance to maybe not spread sicknesses back and forth to each other.
Now, Cindy Couchman, the superintendent for the Bueller School District in Reno County, where they say right now they've had 22 positive reported cases in the last week. At the same time, the Marion Florence School District in Marion County did not have school on Friday last week, as the district superintendent said the school was seeing more flu and RSV cases on top of COVID-19. In the Hugoton School District in Stevens County, the superintendent has sent a letter to parents in the district asking their children to wear masks for the next 2 weeks going into Thanksgiving to help reduce the number of COVID-19 cases. At American Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, include credits, warranties, and limited powertrain warranties. See retailer for details.
School board candidates opposing mask mandates and concerns about critical race theory have won seats on school boards across the state of Kansas and the nation last week during the off-season elections. But many of them came up short with their bids to shape policy for school districts over the newest culture war issues. KAKE News reports that nationwide, near 35 of the 86 school districts that had open seats were won by individuals who opposed mask mandates and critical race theory, winning near 40% of the seats. In the Wichita area, Ben Blankley was among one of the three candidates voted out of office and replaced by a slate of anti-critical race theory candidates who had also promised changes in the COVID-19 mitigation efforts in the district. The conservative candidates also won seats in the school boards in Johnson County, who had overwhelmingly supported Joe Biden in the last presidential election. In other news, 18-month-old Everly Kay has been returned home in the Mulvane area after a critical injury caused by a lawnmower accident.
She is amazing with what she accomplished the short time she was here.
More than 50 individuals showed up to welcome her home on Friday. Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the city of Omaha plans to join hundreds of other U.S. cities across the nation by trying to come up with strategies to combat climate change. The Omaha World Herald reported on Thursday last week that while the Nebraska legislature had rejected calls for a statewide plan, Omaha will lead the Metropolitan Area Climate Action Plan, expected to be funded with a mix of public and private money. Climate plans typically involve identifying where a community is most vulnerable to severe weather, its contribution to global warming, what needs to be done, and measurable steps. A consultant is expected to be hired by mid-2022, and it may take a year or longer after that for a plan to be ready. In other news, police say that speeding and alcohol were to blame in a fatal accident on the Kennedy Freeway near Interstate 80 in Omaha. The accident happened just before 10 p.m. on Friday on the on-ramp from Freeway I-80, killing 32-year-old Luis Chavez. Police say the northbound pickup truck was speeding when it went off the road and rolled. Chavez was alone in the truck and was pronounced dead at the scene. Good American Network News.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes met with county commissioners Monday, indicating that the health department is experiencing a tremendous workload and they're needing to add additional staff. The board discussed ways to help and feel that additional staff is needed. In addition to routine assignments, lab work and seasonal flu shots have added to a workload balancing COVID testing and vaccinations. An increasing number of active COVID cases have risen again, notably in the Blue Rapids area, with Valley Heights Schools reporting 67 students and three staff under quarantine, a majority of high school. As of Friday, the district reported 17 students and two staff with active COVID cases. No action was taken as to hiring a construction manager at risk to manage the jail project. Commissioner Fritz Blaski questioned the need, with Keith Bramall replying the size and scope of the project was such that a manager at risk could save the county concerns in managing problems with construction. Three firms were interviewed last week, and AHRS Construction was asked to attend the next meeting with commissioners and the architect. Washington County commissioners last week discussed the policy regarding paid time off and time taken off for COVID quarantines. A request to substantially raise the mechanic's pay for the Road and Bridge Department was denied. A raise of over 50% to $30 per hour for shop foreman was suggested by the supervisor, noting training required. Commissioners replied the tools were provided and that attentiveness to maintenance could reduce wear and tear on equipment. The conversation will continue at the next meeting. Public comment regarding a recent Saturday closing of the landfill was addressed, with the department suffering manpower shortages due to COVID issues. The Nemaha County Sheriff advised commissioners last week that interviews continue for an open duty position. Nemaha County Planning Commission committee members presented commissioners interview questions they would like to ask potential planning consultant candidates and provided commissioners an update of recent activities of the Planning Commission. A discussion with the county attorney outlined clarification for a road closure proposed on 216th Road in Nemaha and Clear Creek Townships. The transportation grant agreement with the Kansas Department of Transportation was approved, and commissioners suggested looking into contracting with a private business for providing Meals on Wheels in Sabetha. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week heard from Greg Lobby of Wymore requesting the board have an agenda item to work with Senator Myron Dorn in introducing a bill allowing the county to hire a lobbyist and having the state pay additional funds. Topics for discussion included the Holiday Lights event November 21st at 5:30 at the courthouse, COVID booster clinic to be held at the Gage County Fairgrounds on the 21st, and the next planning and zoning meeting November 9th. Tri-County Schools discussed installation of a speed control light, the state estimating $60,000 cost, and they would fund half. Officials would meet with Jefferson County, asking they split the remaining half with Gage County, leaving approximately $15,000. Supervisor Schuler said he feels the state should pay for this. A motion was approved 6-1 to proceed, with Schuler voting against. The county will pay up to $15,000 for installation of speed control lighting at Tri-County School on Highway 103. Supervisors continue discussion on proposed wind regulation amendments. It was noted there were items that need to be reviewed by the county attorney prior to voting, and the matter will be placed on the November 17th agenda. The board was presented two different options to consider redistricting county supervisor district boundaries, as required by law, following the 2020 census. Option one was adopted after a motion to table the decision for 2 weeks was defeated. Supervisors discussed board meeting times with a proposal to meet at 4:30 or 5 p.m. It was noted Beatrice City Council meets in the evenings and doesn't have better turnout from the public, and the current meeting times are appropriate. Laura M. Cameron, age 57, of Summerfield, passed away Wednesday unexpectedly at her home. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at the Holy Family Catholic Church, Summerfield. Interment at the Mission Creek Cemetery, Rural Liberty. Visitation Monday, 9 until 5, at Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Laura Cameron. Ruth A. Gastman, age 73, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Gastman. Joelle M. Crane, age 85, passed away last Tuesday at Wichita. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Joelle Crane. Beverly Lewers, age 67, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Loman United Methodist Church in Topeka. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery Friday at 3:30. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Beverly Lewers. Douglas R. Springer, age 63, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Hanover Mortuary. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Doug Springer.
Power up up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Fairly stable conditions today and tomorrow. As we move to Wednesday, we're going to be monitoring a low-pressure system building over Colorado. This is forming on the lee side of the Rocky Mountains and will bring precipitation our way on Wednesday and Thursday. Some areas could even be seeing thunderstorms. Mostly sunny today with a high near 66, north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, the clouds roll in, a low at 46. Tuesday, we cool down a little bit, some more seasonal temperatures for this time of year, as we're partly sunny with a high of 58. Wednesday, we'll see rain throughout most of the day and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, high of 57. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 53, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting up to 25. And Friday, partly sunny with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Amanda Edwards.
Average high temperature, early November 58, record high on this date 84. The average low 35, and the record low was 5. Sunrise this morning 7:03, sunset this evening at 5:19.
You can't go further north than the North Pole, but you can find a colder spot. We will tell you where on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 8th, the 312th day of the year. Actress Alfre Woodard celebrates a birthday. Logic says the coldest spot in the Northern Hemisphere should be the North Pole, but according to weather records, that is not the case. The coldest winter air typically settles about 200 miles south in Siberia, near a town called Tomtor, or as they've dubbed it, the Pole of Cold. Even in November, overnight lows approach 50 below zero. And if you're a serious fan of weather extremes, check out their vacation package. It's an air, rail, and four-wheel drive excursion. You'll even receive a certificate to verify your presence at the Pole of Cold to wow your friends. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs as they overtook the Green Bay Packers 13-7 yesterday afternoon.
Mahomes flips, pass caught, Kelsey, touchdown, Kansas City.
That does put the Kansas City Chiefs at 5-4 for the season so far, number 3 in the AFC West, tied with the Denver Broncos. Kansas City is set to head on the road next week to take on number 2 in the AFC West, the Las Vegas Raiders, before coming back home for Thanksgiving week to take on the Dallas Cowboys. And college football was a big win over the weekend for the interstate rivalry between Kansas State and Kansas, as the Wildcats ended up winning 35-10.
Second and goal.
And then he pays it off.
And he flips into the end zone. Touchdown, Deuce Vaughn. He's got the hat trick, his third of the day.
It is the third game in a row that the Kansas State Wildcats have won after taking on TCU last week and winning 31-12. The win puts the Wildcats at 3-3 in conference play and 6-3 overall, with the Jayhawks at 0-6 in conference play and 1-8 for the season.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Well, it was week number 2 in playoffs for high school football across the state of Kansas as we get closer to championship games in all different classes. As Class 6A saw Blue Valley Northwest take on Olathe South and win 68-31, moving forward in the playoffs. Blue Valley West ended up dominating over Blue Valley 35-28. Derby overtook Wichita East at 63-26. And Lawrence won over Junction City on Friday 38-21. In 5A, we saw Blue Valley Southwest overtake Topeka Seaman 44-37. DeSoto dominated Pittsburgh with a shutout at 31-0. Hayes beat Andover 18-6. Cape and Mount Carmel won over Mays South at 37-21. Mays ended up winning over Wichita's Bishop Carroll 28-21. Mill Valley dominated over Shawnee Heights 42-7. And Wichita Northwest ended up winning over Salina Central 66-21. Class 4A saw Andover Central dominate over Circle 49-10. Bishop Miege over Chanute 33-21. And Bueller won over Winfield 59-20.
Friday night football action, 8-man Division II regionals. Axtell defeats Hanover 52-26. Undefeated Axtell kicks off at Waverly 7-1 on Friday. Frankfort falls to Thunder Ridge 58-8. Clifton Klein lost to Canton Galva 66-20. In 11-man action, it was Centralia over Valley Heights Friday 41-0. Centralia advances to the sectional. They'll take on Linden. Jeff County North beat Troy 48-8. Concordia took Riley County 30-14. Wamego downed Augusta 34-7. Chapman fell to southeast of Saline 52-6.
Axtell Eagles defeated the Hanover Wildcats 52-26 on Friday night. Axtell jumped out to an early 14-0 lead over the Wildcats, following a lot of great action from Isaac Detweiler, a one-yard TD run, and then an Eli Brockman five-yard TD run, put him up 14-0 early on. Hanover went on to score 14 unanswered, though, late in the second quarter to tie the game 14 apiece. Before going into halftime, another touchdown run from Isaac Detweiler put the Eagles back up 20-14, following an immediate three and out of the half. The Axtell Eagles then went on to score on their first offensive possession, going up 28-14. Then bouncing back is the Hanover Wildcats, going another 14 unanswered, going then down 2 points, 28-26, but following a late Keegan Dimmler interception deep in Axtell territory, swung the momentum in to the side of the Eagles, and Hanover went scoreless the rest of the night. Hanover then putting on touchdowns, three straight touchdowns to end the game 52-26 and advancing on to next week's playoff.
Add a bit of Easy Care Beauty to your indoor garden with Chinese Evergreen. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This low-light plant will brighten your indoor decor with its elliptical-shaped leaves, highlighted in silver and in some varieties red. Grow Chinese evergreens in bright, indirect, or even low-light locations. Keep soil consistently moist when it's actively growing spring through fall. Allow the soil to go slightly drier during winter. Avoid overwatering that can lead to root rot. Use your finger to test the top inch or two of soil and water thoroughly when it's the consistency of a wrung-out sponge. Pour off excess water or place the plant on a tray filled with pebbles. The pebbles elevate the plant above any excess water that collects in the saucer. The plants usually grow 1 to 1.5 feet tall, making them perfect for a tabletop. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
This Veterans Day, Prairie View Industries takes this time to honor the veterans who protected this great nation and its citizens. They would especially like to thank the soldiers that were wounded or disabled while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
There's a good chance you've not heard of Senator John Brooks Henderson. On the surface, he seemed an unlikely man to write legislation that would become part of our U.S. Constitution. However, a series of events over a matter of weeks saw him become a U.S. Senator and then a regular visitor of President Abraham Lincoln. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In Louisiana, Missouri, you'll find a monument to a man whose name may not be familiar, yet what he wrote is an important part of our Constitution today.
John Brooks Henderson was the man who drafted and introduced the 13th Amendment outlawing slavery, and it's his words that are closest to what became the final version of the amendment.
On the surface, his birthplace would seem to be illogical for the author of an amendment to abolish slavery.
Well, this was a guy who was born in the South. His parents came to Missouri when he was 6 years old. By the time he was 10, both of them had died.
As Brent Angle explains, John was sent to live with what we today would call foster parents. He later became a teacher, a lawyer, and eventually entered politics as a Missouri state legislator.
In 1862, when Tristan Polk, the U.S. Senator, announced his allegiance to the Confederacy, the Missouri legislature appointed John Brooks Henderson to fill that role. Within 6 weeks, he was meeting regularly with President Lincoln because Lincoln wanted to keep Missouri in the Union.
Lincoln and Brooks had regular conversations as the pair wrestled with the Civil War and the amendments to the Constitution.
He was from a state that supported the Confederacy. He came to a state that was divided. He had a lot of differing opinions, and he discussed them with President Lincoln.
Brooks had owned slaves in the past, although that ownership may have been through an inheritance. He set those slaves free. This was the man who began the task of drafting the 13th Amendment, visiting with Lincoln to see the best route to add the words to our Constitution. How that happened is an interesting story, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Farmers are always being innovative. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. There's a little-known tax credit that rewards innovation on the farm and can save you a lot of money as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Are always looking for ways to keep more money in their pocket at tax time. The Research and Development Tax Credit could help you do just that. It's a little known tool that rewards businesses for innovation that is only required to be new to them, not new to the world. Julie Spiegel is a certified public accountant for Varney & Associates of Manhattan, Kansas. She says the tax credit has predominantly been used by manufacturing companies, but its broad focus also applies to trying new things in agriculture and farming.
They could be improved processes to increase your yields and production efficiency. That could be as simple as experimenting with new fertilizers, planting cover crops, planting disease-resistant crops. On the rancher side of things, it could be experimenting with new feeds or feeding techniques for your livestock. For the hog operations, it could be improving facilities for environmental and biosecurity reasons.
Contact your CPA or a specialty firm to see if the R&D tax credit can be applied to your operation. If you're willing to compile the required information, the financial benefits could be substantial.
The important thing to remember is a tax credit is better than a deduction. So it's a dollar for dollar reduction of any taxes that you owe at year end. For one example, I have a smaller local farmer and he was willing to go through the steps himself and come up with the information. And he was able to get himself a $5,000 tax credit. So he just saved himself $5,000. For some of the larger operators, it could be tens of thousands of dollars.
It's not just federal. Many states have this tax program too. Learn more about the Research and Development Tax Credit at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, hop, hop, choo-choo.
Life is life, a mountain railroad, with an engineer that's brave. We must make
never fall. I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Rising fertilizer prices may impact what crops farmers choose to grow next year. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Add fertilizers to the list of products that are rapidly increasing in cost for farmers. Illinois Extension Ag economist Gary Schnitke picks anhydrous ammonia as an example.
The current spike in prices are likely due to Hurricane Ida's landfall, causing anhydrous ammonia plants in Louisiana and the Delta region to be shut down. So that's leading to supply disruptions. And then natural gas prices and corn prices are increasing, and usually anhydrous ammonia goes up with those two. And there's still the general supply disruptions and other things that are happening as a result of the aftermath of COVID.
Schnitke says rising crop input costs make many farmers wonder if they should plant soybeans rather than corn next year. Either way, he says, don't bank on crop prices remaining good.
If you're putting on nitrogen, I would suggest that you pre-harvest hedge some of that corn to sort of mitigate against the impacts of the higher prices, because we can get $5 corn prices now, which is well above average. Conversely, if you've decided I'm going to go more soybeans because of this, I would also suggest that you lock in that price, because the $12 soybean price is well above average as well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While harvest still continuing on across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region for corn and for soybeans and for the sorghum as well, how's the quality looking, and what has the latest weather conditions been doing to affect it one way or the other? We sat down with Jesse McCurry, the executive director for the Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association, as he says that some of the cold weather that we've gotten over the last week or so has actually been a good thing for the harvesting of the milo here in the state of Kansas.
It's actually preferred for it to go ahead and freeze, because that will aid with dry down and just go ahead and kill the crop. Sometimes if you can't get the crop to sort of self-desiccate or die, we'll have to spray chemicals on it, which you'd rather not do.
And with the latest rain and precipitation?
Oh, you know, what you run into sometimes is standability concerns, where you might see some of the crop fall, especially if there's some wind or some heavy accumulation of moisture on it. I haven't really heard of any conditions or diseases per se that's unusual. You know, a lot of times the elevators are good at getting the mound covered, or there's a certain crust on the outside of an external pile that you can work with. But overall, it's pretty typical.
He also talks about the export and trade when it comes to the sorghum industry here in the state of Kansas on whether we're keeping up on par with previous years.
Exports are underway. They're not as hot at the moment as they were last year. But remember, last year was a record-type year. We're still seeing competitive basis as it relates to corn. Would like to see the export pace increase.
As of the end of last week, harvest of sorghum across the state of Kansas was sitting right around the mid-70% range complete as they continue on across the state. That, again, was Jesse McCurry, Executive Director of the Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With this week's election results raising questions about the future of President Biden's legislative agenda and putting a new focus on the struggles Democrats are having in rural America. In Virginia, GOP Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin did especially well in the rural areas this week, winning well over 80% of the vote in many of the southwestern counties. Democratic Senator Mark Warner, former Virginia governor, told reporters that Democrats can't win in his state if they can't crack 20% in the rural areas. Chris Gibbs, Ohio farmer heading a pro-Democrat group called Rural Voices USA, says the election results show a disconnect between D.C. and rural America. He said the divide is evident in one-side election results in rural counties that are increasingly frustrated that they're not being heard, that lawmakers are not delivering on the priorities. The Democratic leaders, though, insist they're moving forward with President Biden's package of social spending and climate measures, despite that poor showing on Tuesday. In fact, House Democrats adding some provisions to the Scaled Back, Build Back Better bill that was introduced late last week. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland told reporters Democrats have a very good agenda that's going to be very appealing to the American people. The new version of the Build Back Better includes paid family leave and would raise the cap of state and local tax deductions from $10,000 to $72,500. And U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai met virtually with the Indian Minister of Commerce this week to discuss a bilateral trade relationship between the respective countries. They plan to meet in New Delhi coming up later on this month. The Trump administration tried unsuccessfully to negotiate a trade pact with India, a country known for high tariffs. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
There's a new way to tell which cattle need antibiotics to control BRD. It's simple and will help the producer's bottom line on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's smart to make the right agronomic choices, and it's even smarter to get rewarded for them. With the Bayer Plus Rewards program, you earn cash back on seed, herbicides, and other eligible products. And it keeps getting smarter, because now you can earn an additional 10% bonus when you send your redemption check to your retailer. To learn more, contact your retailer today. Protect your yields and get the most from your land with Bayer Plus Rewards. Visit mybayerplus.com and see program terms and conditions for full details.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Cattle encounter many stresses, such as weaning, transportation, and sale barns, which increases the risk of bovine respiratory disease, or BRD. A new tool called Whisper on Arrival will pinpoint which animals would benefit from antibiotic treatment rather than vaccinating the entire herd. It was developed exclusively for feedlots and backgrounded cattle on arrival. Jason Nickel is the manager of professional services with Offlex Livestock Intelligence. He says it's basically a stress test. When the animals arrive to their destination, each one is put into a chute and specific physiological profiles are measured.
It's collecting up to four pieces of data for each individual animal. It's capturing lung sounds, heart sounds, animal body weight, and rectal temperature. And then it's using all of that information to give the user either a treat or a do not treat outcome.
He says the technology is quick and easy to use.
It's a very small, light sound collection device that is handheld and placed on the animal's chest while it's in the chute. And then there is a chute side tablet computer that has a Bluetooth connection to that sound capturing device. And so then the rest of that data is hand entered. The tablet software takes all of that information that you just plugged in, and in a matter of seconds, you have an answer.
The system is available with a limited rollout, but will expand availability in 2022. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Whisper on Arrival at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, getting ready to wrap up a Monday with the markets. Still mostly low in the grain market, kind of mixing the livestock as we go through the day today. And it's been kind of that correction in that grain market as the U.S. Department of Agriculture is set to release their crop report tomorrow morning. And ahead of that crop report, we do see some forecasts on the analysis of what could be expected in that report, showing U.S. corn harvest sitting at roughly 85% complete. That's up from last week's 74% pace. So not some bad numbers as we continue on with corn harvest across the plains states. In the soybean harvest numbers, we are sitting at roughly 89% projected with that report coming out tomorrow. That is up from last week's 79% pace as well as we continue on there. In the U.S. winter wheat planting, we're just about wrapped up there as the USDA is anticipating to report near 93% complete from the winter wheat planting across the plains states as well. In the winter wheat conditions, they are reporting a guesstimated 46% good to excellent compared to last week's 45% rating. So with some good crop and just just about done there. That is putting a lot of products into the market, and that's probably why we're seeing some of the corrections going on as we are. We are seeing still a little bit of green on the board today towards the end of the day with wheat, Kansas City wheat for December sitting at 4 3/4, sitting at 783.5. We have the corn still down 1 3/4 at 551.25. In the oats market, they're losing a lot of their gains that they've had over the last couple of weeks, with December oats sitting down 30.25 at 718.75. Soybeans, they're still kind of driving the losses today, with November beans currently down 12.25 sitting at 11.80 even. The meal, they were up for a while today, but they're back down in the red, down a half a cent at 3.32.20. The soybean oil sitting down 65 cents at 58.13. U.S. dollar index for today for a Monday down 24 cents for December after the passing of the infrastructure package at the federal level, sitting down currently at 94.06. We have the 30-year bonds in the red at 162 and 10-year notes sitting in the red as well at 131.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, new credit credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
There will be a land auction, 77 acres more or less, in Marshall County to be sold for Rosalind Runge and Charlene Versch. Sale Saturday, November 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at Summerfield Community Center. The property, just short of 77 taxable acres, is located at the intersection of 26th Road and Eagle Road, Summerfield, 4.5 miles south on Highway 99 and 3/4 mile east on Eagle Road. The property is nearly all cropland. Again, provides an excellent location for farming, residing, and investing. For inspection, contact Prell Realty and Auction. Don Prell, Steve Prell, Valerie Pell. This land auction Saturday, November 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at Summerfield Community Center.
KNDY.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. But you don't know me.
Don't know me.
chance that you might love me too.
Country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.